This is COVID-19 Seattle. I'm Dave Ross.
And I'm Aaron Granillo. We're learning now that wherever the next harvest is, there seems to be a rise in coronavirus cases that follows. Dr. Scott Lindquist is the state epidemiologist for communicable diseases, and he says Washington's hotspots are following the crop calendar.
So depending on who is working in those agricultural settings and what county and what part of the state, that is where we're starting to see the movement of outbreaks.
And it's not just farm workers. Lindquist says it's the entire industry that operates in support of the crop.
For example, early on, we had outbreaks in meat processing plants, and then it became asparagus farms. And then it became cherries. Now it's going to become what our next crop is, which my understanding is apples. You know, I'm not sure where pears and other product fit in here right now, but that's a concern we have.
And he says that the spread of the disease is not just in the fields or in the factories. It, of course, happens at home as well when people come back to their families. And that's been the tough thing about this. You can't do without the farm workers. That's where the food comes from. And many of them have to work together. And so it's a matter of riding herd and making sure everybody is wearing their masks and washing their hands.
This is also part of the reason Okanagan County has emerged as the state's leader in new cases. Governor Inslee met with the agricultural industry there, also farm work advocates in the town of Brewster. And he says about a quarter of the 2,300 residents there have tested positive.
We know this is a real concern. There's been a real outbreak in Okanagan County. It's one of the hottest spots, certainly in our state.
And he says more testing needs to be conducted there, so he's bringing in extra help.
We are now sending a National Guard mobile testing unit to Okanagan to provide increased testing.
And the outbreaks among agricultural workers are also the reason, as we mentioned yesterday, the governor established two new state relief funds to help undocumented workers. Many of them work on farms and in food processing plants. As we told you, the program totals $40 million in financial relief. And Inslee says supporting these workers will help cut down on COVID-19 transmissions statewide. We should also make it clear here, as you mentioned, Dave, cases are still happening in densely populated, more urban counties. That's, of course, due to things like people going out to restaurants, bars, and a lack of social distancing with family and friends.
And it was mentioned that restaurants continue to be a problem. The New York Times' latest wrap-up of the causes of COVID transmission specifically mentioned a restaurant in Spokane where I think the single restaurant was responsible for the spread to about 24 people. And we can't emphasize this enough. It's being close to people indoors without a mask. That seems to be where the transmission occurs primarily. So it's a little hard to understand exactly what's going on in the fields there outside. But if you're outside, if you work close together without a mask, you're probably going to see it spread as well.
There was both good and bad news from the governor's news conference yesterday, because as we've been saying this week, things are trending in the right direction. There are fewer cases being counted on a daily basis, but the state still wants to see no more than 25 cases per 100,000 people over this two-week period. We're not there yet across at least most of Washington. So the big counties like King and Snohomish, it's about 85 cases out of 100,000 people. Pierce County is seeing about 120. But again, it's much worse in these rural counties that are now the big trouble spots. So Okanagan County seeing about 428 cases per 100,000 people. It's 530 in Chelan County and 625 cases per 100,000 in Douglas County. And that's why Governor Inslee said yesterday we probably won't see any changes in reopening counties. That halts on advancing to the next phase will probably be in effect for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to mislead people. Let's remember that Okanagan County's total population is 43,000. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about cases per 100,000,
right,
that sort of exaggerates it. In raw numbers, according to the Okanagan County Health Department website, public health website, cases reported in Okanagan County in the past 14 days total 169. Mm. So, you know, high on a per capita basis, but still 169.
At least 1,500 public school students, staff, and teachers across at least 8 states are currently quarantined due to COVID-19 exposure. This, as the American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending, all children above 2 years old wear masks at school and in other public places. Dr. Sally Gosa is the Academy's president.
We've made the recommendation, the CDC's made the recommendation that we not touch our face. And so that was, I think, part of the concern early on that children would not tolerate the mask and they would be touching their face more so that it would make them not as effective.
I have a 2.5-year-old daughter and she is in daycare. The teachers are required to wear masks. When I pick her up, I'm required to wear a mask. But right now, she is not, at least at the daycare I take her to.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I have. And it's just, you can try for a few minutes, but I'm telling you, it's not going to stay on all day. I mean, she's there for several hours, and it's not going to happen. You might get lucky with a handful of them, but overall, there's no way. You're not going to get a 2, 3, even a 5-year-old to wear a mask.
Of course, they will imitate you. And so I have a 20-month-old granddaughter, and I've advised her mother to just give it a try early, just to see if she can get acclimated to it. Because I think, yeah, if you suddenly spring it on them, maybe not. But her mom is wearing the mask all the time. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting experiment because that, I mean, if you can get kids to mask up at that age when they tend to be asymptomatic but still able to spread the disease, that would go a long way towards keeping schools open.
Certainly. Let's talk about New York State, too, because today's actually the deadline for all districts across New York to submit their plans for reopening. We've heard the governor there, Andrew Cuomo, say because transmission rates are low that it's semi-safe, at least, to get kids back into school. Dr. David Hamilton is a superintendent at the Tioga Central School District in New York. He says they're hoping to do 4 days a week of in-person learning, and they're prepared for 100% of the students there to return.
We've established classroom spaces where the students can sit behind barriers, clear barriers, and then take their mask off.
And New York is the only major school system in the country that has not committed to online-only learning. I think it's a success story there in New York, though. I mean, the fact that they are going to allow kids to come back because they hit the thing hard and people followed the guidelines.
Well, Tioga, that's in the Finger Lakes region. That's pretty rural. They have a lot of space up there. They could conceivably hold classes outside pretty easily if they had to. It's going to be pretty interesting as we watch schools reopen around the country. The Georgia example, of course, seems to be an example of what not to do: crowded hallways, unmasked kids, assuming that it'll be okay, and turns out they had to close down again. But I think that's what it'll come down to, whether you can actually get kids to take the mask wearing seriously.
I want to ask you about what you heard from Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris yesterday, because they are calling for a national mandate requiring people to wear masks.
Yeah. I mean, he said, he wants to portray himself, of course, as 180 degrees from President Trump, and says, yes, there should be a nationwide mask mandate. Although it's the governors. I mean, it was a suggestion to governors of all 50 states to require masks. And I guess we'll see if that sells. It's not really much different. I mean, in terms of the enforcement, there's nothing that he can do to enforce that. It's just a way of saying this is the new way to be courageous by courageously wearing a mask, in contrast to Donald Trump, whose first read on this was that it made people look weak. Man up and mask up. That's what I say. We will be back tomorrow and every day after with a 10-minute rundown of the daily local news. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can also find our news coverage on MyNorthwest.com or listen live at 97.3 FM.